Welcome to the LarryNFishers.com podcast. I'm Larry Lanna. Well, we're wrapping up 2018, and as a result of that, it's time for the usual top news stories of 2018. And so I have gone to the extent of listing what I believe are the top 20 news stories in the Fishers area for the year of 2018. Just to let you know, I've been involved with other news organizations, and when you try to put a list like this together, people normally get into a conference room, they have heated debates, they yell and they scream, and it just takes probably a few days to get this done, even a top 10 list. Well, I've got my top 20 list, and maybe I was able to do 20 because the only person I had to argue with was myself. I write this blog myself, as most of you know. I get occasional help now and then, but it's rare. So I'm just here to let you know that I am preparing my top 20 list, and I am prepared to share it with you. It's also been posted at LarryNFishers.com. But let's go. Let's see what the top 20 news stories and Fishers are, at least according to my judgment, as I looked past the past year, tried to get some idea what are the big stories. So here they are, number 20. Now, number 20 is something that hasn't happened in southern Hamilton County in a very long time, and rarely happens in all of Hamilton County. A Democrat won an election, and it was in Fall Creek Township. Now, many of you may know that Fishers is divided into two townships. That's a little unusual in Indiana, but we have Fall Creek and Delaware townships. The eastern part of the city is part of Fall Creek Township. And I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, Rachna Grelick. I probably have not pronounced it correctly, so my apologies to you. But she was elected to the Fall Creek Township Board. It was not by a lot of votes, but she did win as a Democrat. Now, if you talk to Republicans around Hamilton County and Fishers, they will point out that there was a law change or a procedure change in the election. It came from the state of Indiana that if you vote a straight ticket, Democrat or Republican, those votes do not transfer to the township election. So people may have voted straight Republican not knowing that they hadn't voted for the township board. But even considering that, this is quite an accomplishment for a Democrat. And the Democrats ran many more candidates this time than they have in the past. So I found that the number 20 most important story just because it rarely ever happens. Here's number 19 on the list. Mike Beresford goes to Carmel. Dr. Mike Beresford, who received his PhD just recently in the last few years, he's been a part of the administrative team for the Hamilton Southeastern Schools for a very, very long time. But when Carmel was needing a superintendent, they came calling, and Dr. Beresford said yes when asked to take that job. So I'll certainly miss Mike. I've known him since I started covering the HSC schools. I wish him well. I know Carmel made a great decision in hiring him. In fact, HSC schools still do not have a permanent replacement. Dr. Bill Carnes is working there as an assistant superintendent on an interim basis. Here's a news story number 18. This had to do with a controversy surrounding the school nurses at Hamilton Southeastern Schools. The schools have nurses there. But in an effort to save money, there was a lot of money savings on the table here. The HSC schools recommended at the administrative level to the board that the nursing staff be transferred as employees of Community Health Network, and then the school system would contract with community to provide the nursing services, keeping all the nurses that wanted to stay. There were some changes in retirement and health insurance, but the salaries would remain the same. Maybe a few would have even gone up, as it was explained at the time. But the nurses were upset. They were afraid they might not be able to provide the same sort of service to the school students. As a result, there was a back and forth, and finally what the nurses described as an acceptable agreement was reached, And in the 2019-20 school year, the next school year coming up, those school nurses will become employees of community health. Hopefully, most of the students and teachers and parents will not see much of any change in that turnaround, but there will be some savings for the local taxpayers. Item number 17, the Internet of Things, or IoT Lab, opened up in Fishers. This may be a Fishers operation, but it's a statewide effort. The governor, Eric Holcomb, was here when that announcement was made. That was before 2018. But the actual lab opened this year with a big grand opening ceremony. And I think what we need to take away from this is this big high-tech facility will enhance the reputation of Fishers as a place that is a high-tech hub, or at least hopefully will become that if we're not there yet. Item number 16 deals with Metronet. Now, you may recall Metronet had been installing cables around neighborhoods and Fishers. There were some gas lines that were ruptured. There were some other issues that some of the neighborhoods had with Metronet. They stopped construction for a while. Then city and state officials began going into talks with Metronet. There's now an agreement with the city on how to handle situations in these neighborhoods. So they're back working, but under new guidelines. Item number 15 was the inaugural Spark Fishers Festival. Now, you may recall from 1989 all the way through 2017, it was the Fishers Freedom Festival. But the Freedom Festival had their funding cut off by the city. The city decided to go elsewhere with support for nonprofit organizations, and the city then stepped in to sponsor the first event. It went from being the Fishers Freedom Festival to the Spark Fishers Festival. Unfortunately, weather did not cooperate. It was an oppressively hot day. It's just a one day rather than the previous two-day festival. But the parade and fireworks were later on in the day and both garnered big crowds, so I think all was well in the end. Item number 14, Fishers enacted a new cycling ordinance. There was some controversy about this, but the cycling enthusiasts around town pushed for this ordinance. The aim of it, protect the cyclists when they're on the streets and roads of Fishers. The biggest change was the establishment of a 3-foot halo around the people riding bicycles. That's where the motorists are required to give them that much space, the people riding the bicycles. The vote, though, was not unanimous by any means. There were 8 city council members at the meeting, 8 of the 9. The vote was 5-3 to approve the measure, but there were some dissenting votes. Now to number 13, and this was a big event for Fishers, the amphitheater. Fishers has moved from having concerts on the front of the what was then Town Hall steps to building an amphitheater to now expanding that whole amphitheater area. There were a lot of other renovations made. The grassy area in front of the amphitheater where people watch the shows, that's now been enhanced so people have better sight lines. Stage itself was expanded, widened. There were parts of the building expanded. The acts coming in have much better facilities to get ready, and hopefully that will enhance the quality of the acts that are brought in. At least that's the hope by the city anyway. There was also the addition of a building called a little pavilion between City Hall and the amphitheater. That's been named The Cube, and The Cube has additional restroom facilities, which had always been a problem as the amphitheater shows drew bigger and bigger crowds. So a new renovated amphitheater and really renovation for that whole area between City Hall heading north and going to that amphitheater. Item number 12 in my top 20 list, the Kroger store at 116th and Allisonville Road, and the whole situation there. You may recall Kroger had announced a brand new big grocery store would be constructed, much along the lines of the one that was built on Oleo Road a couple of years ago. Well, something happened. Amazon announced that Amazon was going to be providing grocery services That caused a tanking of the Kroger stock. Again, it was no fault of Kroger. They didn't do anything wrong. It was just the competitive market change with Amazon getting into the market. So Kroger, with a lower stock price, had to take a look at all of its plans for capital investments, and this particular project with Axe. Well, so there will be no new store. However, Kroger has committed to remodeling the store that is already there. But the city now had some plans, had Kroger move. There were some things in the works that would have enhanced that whole area, but that's out the window now. But the city, and talking with officials there, are very concerned about the future of that intersection, that whole commercial area. It was the first big commercial development for Fishers as it began to grow. So there are still efforts being made to make that a more viable area, and I suspect there will be more on that in 2019. Here's item number 11, the Parkland Anniversary School Walkouts. Now, you may remember it was March 14th. That was 1 month after the deadly shooting at Parkland, Florida, in that school. At that time, there was a nationwide call for a brief student walkout just to honor the students that had lost their lives in that tragedy. School systems around our area tried to find a way for their students to observe this. But HSE schools was very different and contrasted greatly with those school systems around us, basically saying, okay, you walk out, you do this, you're out of class, like, and you're not supposed to be out of class, we reserve the right to discipline you. There were some students that walked out, and as I understand it, there were no disciplinary actions taken. So the school system, although very threatening and belligerent at first, backed off after the walkout and did not, as I understand it, discipline any students. All right, let's move into the top 10. The number 10 is the massive commercial development that continues in Fishers. It's been going on for a long time, and it's still there. The Yard is still under construction. There's a hotel project. There's going to be apartments there. News comes out on a regular basis of what's going on at the Yard. So the construction continues, and it's a much bigger project than had originally been announced. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. And we're also going to have other development. The North of North project has been under construction for some time. It continued that construction project throughout 2018. And, of course, of what's coming next, the city did announce during 2018 a very big commercial development, both the south and the north side of 116th Street near City Hall. First Internet Bank will have a new headquarters building there. There will be what's described as a boutique hotel added to that area. And another piece of good news, I think, is the fact that this plan will preserve some of the older buildings on the south side of 116th Street, there where we have the Nickel Plate Grill, where Gavardigan's once was. I believe there's an insurance agent and barber shops. Those buildings are going to remain with the same style, so they have that old look, but they're in bad need of renovation. So that's part of the whole project, and that's just a few. It's not all of them, but I just try to get some highlights out there. Commercial development continues in Fishers at a breakneck pace, one would say. Item number 9 is Mayor Fadness's decision to seek another term. He really announced that about a little less than a year ago when he was a guest on a podcast in January of 2018. He said that that time, when I asked him the question, that he had told his department heads he planned on seeking another 4-year term. So, and the official announcement was made by his campaign organization a little bit later in the year. So, we're now set up for municipal elections in 2019 with the mayor's office, city judge, city clerk, and all 9 council seats up for grabs. Here's item number 8 from my top 20 list. It's the development of Geist Park. Now, you may remember 2018, during that year, the city was negotiating with IMI Incorporated, and I think there was one other owner of property there. IMI had done some mining and work there. They've now left that area. They were prepared to sell. The city wanted to buy it. They, of course, always had the right of condemnation, and the talks broke down. Condemnation went forward, and the city paid somewhat more than they had wanted to originally, but now have they've acquired that whole area. It's the only waterfront public space that's going to be on Geist Reservoir. So the city's asking for input. I think they're still accepting it, and the plans continue as to how that park will shape up over time. Item number 7, this dealt with changes at the top for the Fishers Police Department. Back in late July, Fishers Police Chief Mitch Thompson was arrested on DUI charges following an auto accident he was involved in the north side of Indianapolis. Thompson at that time immediately resigned as chief, and then later on he resigned from the department altogether. That was in October after he entered a guilty plea on one count of operating a vehicle while intoxicated, endangering a person. His attorneys had negotiated that plea deal with the prosecutor's office. So now Ed Gephardt was immediately appointed acting chief, and now Ed Gephardt is the permanent chief as of August of 2018 for the Fishers Police Department. So big changes at the top there. Item number 6, road construction. My gosh, how many years has this been on the big stories in Fishers? I think every year that I've done it. We've got rapid growth, and when you have rapid growth, you have to enhance the infrastructure and the roads that provide that sort of infrastructure. There are many projects. I can't list them all. Some of the major ones, the roundabout at 131st Street and Cumberland Road near the bus barn for the HSE schools and several schools, including Fishers Junior High and some others. That was completed during 2018. The widening project on Allisonville Road north of 116th Street continues. It was not completed as planned in 2018 because of weather and some other issues. I think they were delayed by several issues, utilities being another one. So now that's not going to be finished until spring or summer of 2019. They'll be working some during the winter. Mayor Fadness has said he wants this completed as soon as possible because we all need to brace ourselves. The construction project on State Road 37 begins as early as February of 2019, so it's very important that these other projects, particularly the Allisonville Road widening project, be finished before that work gets started in earnest. As it stands right now, the first intersection to be redone, which will be will be impacting motorists, will happen at 126th Street and State Road 37. That will be the first intersection that will be impacted by that massive project. Item number 5 deals with school safety. Back on May 30th of 2018, the City of Fishers, HSC Schools, sponsored a school safety event at HSC High School in the auditorium. It nearly filled the place. I don't think I can remember ever seeing any kind of school-sponsored or civic-sponsored event by a city or a school system that drew such a large crowd. But people were interested because just a few days before, on May 25th, that tragic school shooting in Noblesville, although no one died, two people were very badly injured. So people in Fishers and the Hamilton Southeastern Schools wanted to know what was happening as far as school safety, and it got a good rundown on what the school system and the city had been working together on an ongoing basis to provide safety for students. And I think most people walked out of that gathering feeling much better about the fact that the city and the schools are on top of this, doing everything they can to make the schools as safe as possible. Item number 4 is a tough one because it's the murder-suicide involving two longtime teachers in the HSC school district. The coroner's office ruled the death of Crystal Sergey, multiple gunshot wounds, was a homicide. They also ruled that her husband, Frank Sergey, apparently turned the gun on himself, died of a single gunshot wound to the head. And it's really tragic, and it's a shock to the system with two teachers that have impacted so many lives of so many families throughout the HSC school district. When something like this happens, it's a shock, and I think the shock is still there a little bit. People have not completely recovered from that. So we certainly wish the family the best, but it's been a very difficult time with everyone in Fishers and even Fishers and the HSC schools, which expands even beyond the city limits of Fishers. Okay, we're getting to the top three now. Item number three is the Rails to Trails controversy. Now, you may remember the Nickel Plate Rail Line for many years had occasional excursions. It was the rails that were used for the Indiana State Fair train, but it hasn't run for a few years, and the city of Fishers has made the decision to move forward very aggressively, transforming that rail line that runs through Fishers, the part of it that runs through Fishers, to want to convert that to a trail. Well, the group called Save the Nickel Plate has been just as aggressive in trying to stop the city. They've advocated one of two options, either just keeping that Nickel Plate as a rail line or making it expanding it to the point where you could have both rails and trails for dual use in that area. So that's their proposal. But so far, the city of Fishers have been absorbing these challenges. They've been successful in the legal and administrative challenges put up by Save the Nickel Plate. And you'll see Save the Train signs around town. That's, I think, the same group, or at least aligned with the two. But there are still a few legal and administrative proceedings that are still pending, so not every answer is in. But the city is moving forward, and Save the Nickel Plate continues to fight at every available legal opportunity to fight the conversion of that rail line to a trail. Something to watch going into 2019, but it was certainly a story in 2018. The number two story from 2018 in Fishers would be the school board election. There will be three new faces on the seven-member board for the HSC school district. Well, it had one incumbent of the four seats up. One incumbent ran for re-election. That was Michelle Fullhart, and she won her seat for another four-year term. Three people decided not to run: Terry Toll, John DeLucia, and Matt Berkey, all fine public servants. John DeLucia served 8 years, about 8 years on the board. Terry Toll and Matt Berkey, 4 years each. So my best to them, great public servants, and served the students and families and taxpayers of the HSC district well during their tenure. The three newly elected board members that will take office in 2019 will be Brad Boyer, Janet Pritchett, and Julie Chambers. Finally, the number one story in my view for 2018 in Fishers is the school redistricting process for the HSC schools. As you may recall, there's a new elementary school that will be opened in August of 2019 for the 2019-2020 school year. So once that school is up and ready to take students, there has to be a redrawing of all the lines to figure out which students go to which school. It's called redistricting. So that process happened again, and emotions ran high when there was finally a proposal from the school administration. Brought a lot of comment, a lot of people who did not want to be moved. It moved a little over 2,000 students from one school to another, grades kindergarten through eighth grade. But after all was said and done, the new school district lines were drawn and approved by the school board, and the process begins now to acquaint these students with their new schools. That's the number one story for Fishers in 2018 in my view. So I'm sure there's a lot of debate. Some people may not agree with some of what I've had to say here, and if so, that's fine. That's what it's for, to kind of provoke a debate or provoke a little thought. But at least in my view, having covered these stories throughout the year during 2018, and based on my 7 years of covering news and Fishers, this is my best analysis of the top 20. Let me take this opportunity to thank everyone who listens to these podcasts and reads LarryInFishers.com. By the way, the top 10 podcasts, based on how many people listened, I have that on my LarryInFishers.com blog. You can look at that, and you can link to any podcast you may want to hear. So thank you once again. And this is Larry Lanna. I write the LarryInFishers.com local news blog from Fishers, Indiana. suburban community northeast of Indianapolis. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again.